Your mouth is a creative weapon. It's not a tool for distributing excuses.
Gecko Charles.
What's up, my niggas?
You are live on Skating on Thick Ice. Please do not swear.
I won't. What's happening?
You're supposed to say fuck.
Fuck.
You always say fuck.
Double fuck.
Dude, I don't know where the fuck Ben is.
Where's Ben? Bennington. Where's Gaz as well, and Walshy?
I text Gaz as well, fucking poor show, but...
Fucking, he's in bed, is he, after an hour of these graft?
Oh, little shuts of all, boy, he's no excuse. I think we should talk to each other more, boy, so fuck off. He fucking texts back again 3 times a year.
Oh, what's the hangover like?
What? Oh, it's sound now. It was awful yesterday. I am absolutely steaming, and I mean badly steaming.
Oh, fucking hell. Are we playing up?
Oh, we're going nuts.
Yeah.
just screaming, like,
yeah.
Come on, and all that.
Do you reckon he could do down where you live?
Oh, no, there's no, like, it was about a 40 minute walk.
Was it? That's a good couple of miles up into the forest, then.
Oh, it is, but I'd be struggling. I had 2 backpacks.
Yeah,
I told you, didn't I? Like the boys I went with had like proper camping backpacks, and I had my school rucksack. So I had to have 2 of them. So I had one on my back, one on my front, and which was constricting my in chest, the rising fall on my chest.
Yeah, badly prepared. No, you need a Bergen. You need a Bergen bag, the SAS.
I'm gonna get a 70-liter one, I think.
Yeah, proper Bergen.
Get a big one, like, and then happy days, but.
Yeah. Where's Bennington?
I don't really care.
Oh, did you watch UFC last night?
No, not till this morning.
I haven't watched any apart from the Nunes fight. I wasn't very impressed with her, though. She's too good, isn't she, Nunes?
Yeah, she's too good for it.
Yeah.
Sean O'Malley knocked somebody out. He was class. Sugar Sean.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the
Cody
others.
Cody Garbrand as well. He was good.
Was he?
Yeah, he was good.
Don't tell me too many results because I'm going to watch him in a bit now. But Nunes, she done well the last of 5 rounds. But her takedown attempts like that, Felicia, they were so... You could see him coming a mile off, like.
No, I know why.
She was poor. But Nunes didn't want to go to the ground, did she? She just kept standing up when that Felicia was trying to take her to the ground. Lying on her back with her legs in the air, like.
Yeah, like she wants some.
Yeah. Give it me. Give it me.
You want a bit of this? Do you want some of this? Do you want some of this?
Your fans are shit. You got no fans. Your ground is shit.
Yeah.
The wheels done raider, boy.
Yeah, I remember him. But I was in love with that dude. Like, the song on my phone and everything. Like.
You got no fans.
Good evening.
Good evening, boy.
How are you doing? Thank you for joining us. I know we've got work tomorrow.
Oh, fucking tell me about it.
Unfollowed.
You could have asked me on Thursday, do I want to go back to work? And I would have been, yeah, definitely. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Friday morning, he said, I need you back on Monday. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. The balls burst.
And when I first had the message, he said the 8th. And I was like, oh, 8th of July, another month. But fuck no.
Straight in, like, no notice.
No notice. Just get your ass back to work. Like, it's quite enjoying being paid a full whack for fuck all.
Yeah, I'll probably, even though I'm like not enjoying furlough anymore, I'll probably be like, once they say go back to work, I'll be struggling to get up and everything.
Oh, this time next year, we'd be praying for fucking COVID-20.
Oh, I know. I'll be buying up all sorts in the wet markets. Going around, funny credit cards flying everywhere.
Or just go to the Golden Lion Chinese takeaway.
Oh, Kung Fu ain't much better than Nelson. He had the RSPCA round.
For what?
He done it. Kung Fu in Nelson. The neighbours who live in houses in the flat above it, they were complaining of a smell.
Yeah.
So, like, this is what the hairdresser in Nelson was telling me. So, they went to the food hygiene, went round there, and the fella who owned it had, like, left, like, didn't give any notice, just upped and left. And then after food hygiene got there, next thing, there was all RSPCA vans turning up, and they were taking like cages of like dead and live animals out of it. And I know, so the neighbours were thinking, like, what the hell's he been up to? Like, have we been eating chicken, or is there some other thing that he's had in there? Like, so
fucking family's Alsatian, like.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So
what kind of animals?
I don't know. They didn't say. People are saying like cats and that, but people are like
Gecko Charles, and he gives us the peripheral. Ghost.
I know. I'll have to get a lowdown on it. I'll have to do some research.
Slim Pickens is ghost.
Well, I don't want to know anymore because I used to eat from there, but I always, because it was quick to get food, but it was always a bit grimy in there. And it was 1 star out of 5. It was.
Oh fucking hell!
Yeah, that was when I was eating it. 1 star out of 5.
Did it taste good though?
Yeah, it was all right. I liked it.
Since the last time we spoke, I've been thinking about this because, like, our even though we've got like almost 20 followers on Spotify, shout out to you, kind souls.
Yeah,
this has got to be the shittest podcast in the world.
No, it's not. Robin Black's got a podcast.
Oh, yeah, apart from Robin Black's. But...
Who has? Who's got
Robin Black?
Who's that?
Right, his favorite MMA commentator.
So if you're listening to this, if you do hear any good bits, let us know and we'll edit them out. Absolute shit, dog shit. Although today I thought we could talk about how we've been dealing with this lockdown.
Yeah,
and then we'll have to talk about Black Lives Matter because it's pissing me right off.
White privilege,
you
know. No, nothing like that. I'm just fucking fed up with people on fucking Facebook telling me what I gotta say and what
the
M6.
No.
Literally what? Fucking wall of protesters walking down the motorway. Yeah.
Mia just
showed me a video now.
If I was on there, that would
go straight through them.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you only gotta put your foot down a little bit, like 20 miles an hour, you getting through that wall, like 100%.
Yeah, like Joe Rogan says this a lot, you know, like the far left. They're worse. Yeah. That, like, the far, far left, the extreme left, are a lot worse than the far right ever are for, like, violence and disruption.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but they both sides really have fucking throughout history of this, you know, fucking genocide, basically. In
that story Joe Rogan said about that restaurant in America somewhere, and it was like a bit of a joke between all the restaurants in the street, and then he said, like, this one chef made, like, a joke about, what's the fucking, the tofu. He made a joke about tofu. Did you hear that? And then all these vegetarians got hold of it online, vegans, and they were, like, picketing outside his restaurant, trying to shut him down. Yeah, they were giving him, like, ultimatums, like, you got to, like, give an apology online, say slagging off tofu and that, otherwise we're going to keep picketing you.
That's fucking ridiculous. So,
I know.
Do you know what? Let's just talk about it now then, is it?
Go on,
Ed. There's a few things right on my mind. The biggest thing is, without a shadow of a doubt, what happened to that George Floyd was absolutely despicable.
Yeah,
100%.
That shouldn't happen to any human being, regardless of fucking race.
He had 12 reports before that, didn't he, that cop?
Yeah.
Did he?
He's already been involved in a lot of it shouldn't happen
to anybody regardless of any sexuality, race, whatever. It does undoubtedly happen to black people more.
Absolutely.
And all that's absolutely valid. But what I can't fucking take is these cunts on Facebook telling me it's not enough to be not racist anymore. You've gotta be anti racist.
Yeah.
Well, listen up, you dumb fucks. If I'm not racist, I am by default anti-racist. Otherwise, I would be racist.
To play devil's advocate, you could be indifferent, but yeah, fair point.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
You could not have a problem with black people, but you might not have a problem with others having an issue with them.
That's not the same thing, though,
isn't it?
No, why have I? But what's that got to do with me then?
Well, nothing.
You can't just be like the.
Can't be neutral,
on the
like.
Side of the street, like letting racism happen. That's not like turn a blind eye type of attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's essentially what they're saying, though. I think the problem is, especially with a lot of the, like, radical left people, is that at least you can say for the right wing people that this is what they believe in. And whether you disagree or not, that is you know, that's the fucking point, and they're sticking to it. I think a lot of these people protesting at the moment, they're just using it as a bit of an excuse. Like, yeah, they might think it's a fucking issue, but really, they just want to get out there, fucking, especially at the moment. They just want to get out of the house.
Yeah, and it causes chaos. Exactly. People love the chaos, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. I mean, all these people that are fucking stealing shoes and TVs and America, like, you know.
Christina, 50,000 like trainers fucking necked.
Yeah.
No work boots.
What did Commissioner Gordon say in Dark Knight? He said some people just want to see the world burn. Didn't
yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like.
They do.
Yeah,
it's a nice one. I think it was a Roosevelt quote as well. He said, "If you make peaceful protest impossible, you make violent protest inevitable."
Yeah.
Who said it as well? It might have been JFK.
He said, you know, like, there's only so many times. Like, I think you can ask politely for things to change.
Yeah,
you know, it's Banksy did like something on the Black Lives Matter thing like last couple of days, and he said it's like having like affluent people in the flat upstairs, and it's leaking down into yours, and they won't let you go upstairs to fucking change anything. They just at some point you're gonna lose your shit and fucking kick a door in. Like,
well, those coppers, like the that one that had his knee on his neck, he's obviously an experienced copper, but obviously, he's a bit of a criminal, basically, wasn't he? But then those three other coppers with him, they were all rookies. And it's they were all like rookie new cops. So that says a lot there, where the police department have put three new on-the-job coppers with a copper who's had 12 accusations of fucking violence against him. Like, what are they trying to teach their new coppers there, then?
Well, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the video from the other side of the street?
No, you only saw the woman that foot took it.
Well, there was that Derek Chauvin, whatever he's called, on his neck.
Yeah.
There were three other police officers on his fucking lower back and on his legs.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well, that Asian copper. So, like, even if he was on it, just that guy on his neck, if
George
Floyd was on his hands behind his back and on his neck, that's excessive. You're controlling him anyway.
Yeah,
with those others on his calves, on his lower back, it was absolutely no need to be on his neck. Like,
fucking hell, there was blood coming out of his nose. Wasn't he? Like cutting off the blood supply.
Honestly, when he was shouting for his mother, fucking hell, that's fucking like.
You know someone's dying when they're screaming for their mother, like.
I know.
Fuck.
It's sick. It's absolutely sick. But just to clarify my point from earlier on, I'm not happy with people telling me what I can and can't fucking do.
That's why you've got to come off the book.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, these fuckers, and they're like, oh, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this shit. I've never seen you post one fucking thing. In fact, one of the fuckers, I scrolled, you know, for about 20 minutes back on his fucking Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I never said anything about fucking, see, or anything about racism.
Yeah. No, this is the thing, he's jumping on the bandwagon a little bit.
Yeah.
So fuck
it's
you,
a
like.
Proven fact that social media clicks for likes and things like that is almost like a drug. Yeah, it's like, it's confirmation. Like, so people say like, oh, Black Lives Matters. Oh, they've had 100 clicks. Every click is like a little bit boost of like, yes, I am the righteous one.
Yeah, yeah. What you think is right is right. Like,
yeah,
but that's what it is. It's unhealthy as fuck. That is.
We're spoiled, from you. I think, like where we live, from you, we don't necessarily see racism as such, like within cop police and things like that. But maybe in the cities, London and that, maybe it's a lot different.
You're not black, or you're
no,
white,
I know that's white privilege. That's like, a crucial that part. Is like white privilege, and it's like naive
and
to it.
I think that, you know, the percentage of BAME people in our area is probably like under 2%.
Yeah.
What?
I think it's like one Asian kid in Pip's class, like. I think it's like one of black kid. There's no black kids. It's just one Asian kid. So that's nothing, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
No, it's not.
But if you go to Birmingham, there's all Asians, basically, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say that.
But but it is.
Most kids.
Yeah, most.
There's lots. Yeah. There's a lot more.
Yeah.
There's a much higher percentage. I do think, you know, again, it's like, A lot of these protests are, they're just wrecking stuff. They're robbing, like,
yeah.
Oh, is it true that George Floyd, and it doesn't make it right, even if this is true, but is it true that he was convicted of rape?
I haven't heard that.
Somebody said it, but I mean, people say loads of shit.
Yeah.
I have no chance to look into
it. Does that mean he deserves to die?
No, absolutely not. But I bet half those people would be sharing paedophile fucking shoot the rapist, some fucking, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just part of the wider issue, it is, isn't it? Like, did you see those officers in a different state where they pushed over a 75-year-old?
Oh, yeah, that was terrible, that was. Did you see the blood come out of his head?
All 50, like, I think it was three officers, or two or three, that were suspended without pay for the incident. Have you seen it, James?
Yeah, but the old battalion
resigned. Officers. Fuck, that's a hell of a statement. That it's
somebody put out, though, like, good opportunity here. There's 57 positions now that can be filled with officers who don't think it's okay to push over a fucking 75 and leave the country.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did as well, didn't they? They walked
past them. Not coming back.
Fill it with black people.
Exactly.
In college.
Go around there, those fucking officers out and push them over. Push their fucking man over.
Yeah.
I said, fill it with black people in college.
G-Unit. Fucking hell.
They don't have a spot. I'm here to Thursday.
Stand up, James, boy.
Yeah, so it is bad. All of this bad.
Do you see the copper saying that when they were filming that Floyd getting choked out, the copper he was saying on camera then, the C kids, this is why you shouldn't do drugs. And the call was nothing to do with drugs. It was to do with fraudulent check or something. And the fella taking it all by the camera was like, don't try and play like that. Don't try and play like he's on drugs. He wasn't.
Yeah.
So he's a bad egg. He was obviously a bad egg.
Yeah.
Imagine being a copper going to prison for murder on a black man. You'd be fucked, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, he's going to die. Yeah. Like, after, you know.
He'd
be in with the pedos and
He will be when he's
the pedos. Special protection.
Be worse than the pedos. He'd be lower down the rung than the pedos.
Oh, pedos be trying to start. Calling him a sick cunt and all that.
Have you seen that Louis Theroux documentary though called it's a two-parter when he goes inside California's prison.
Oh, Supermax.
Have you seen that one?
Free the people.
Yes, yeah, Supermax. No. Have you seen it? The prisoners are like faking that they need to go into solitary confinement and to win like the paedophiles wing so they can go and get paedophiles.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah.
He was like, I need to go into like into the seg wing. And the coppers were like, we don't believe him. We think he's going to have like a hit on someone. And this this big gangster in the prison, like, I need to go on the segway and I'm fearful for my life. They reckon he's going to do a hit on someone.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, fucking, it's not safe wherever you go.
No.
It's just kill black men. Then. I should have.
Exactly.
But the thing is, right, again with this, going back to Facebook, because you can tell it's pissed me off. Why am I a racist if I don't think that people should be protesting at this current point? Like, I am entitled to that.
It's black and white for people, aren't it? They think even if you've got valid reasons in terms of like the current, you know, epidemic as to why you shouldn't be getting together in big groups, that doesn't matter. If you're not supporting it, it doesn't matter what the reason. That means automatically you are racist in their eyes.
Yeah,
but that's fucking bollocks.
They think they're righteous. That's what it is.
You got the moral high ground, don't
you? And that's what it is for a lot of people. Like, not just Black Lives Matter, with anything. With a cause or something where people can think, oh, do you know what, this is right. And if people disagree, I can fucking talk down to them and give them like because I know them.
Aye, and loads of people are going to be
back me up and I'm going to get credit.
I agree with it. Yeah, but the irony is, with all these protests, is that black men are more at fucking risk of COVID.
It's true.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
So, well, according to the science, so every fucker keeps saying. But, I just fucking pissed off with them. I don't like all the lootings and all that.
It's a pandemic going on. It's a pandemic.
Yeah, it's a pandemic.
Do you remember?
People will die because of that.
I think it'll be a spike now.
And I know people will say, though, you know, that people die every day because of racism, and they are right. But just do it when this is finished. Like, just
it's difficult, though, isn't it? Because something so horrific as that George Floyd incident has just happened. Like, I get it in America. Like, all 50 states protested. And no doubt that black people experience similar shit over here. It's just not to that extent. They don't have that readily available option of getting killed.
Fuck, there was a marching of Caerphilly Castle yesterday. I can't ever remember any fucking racist attacks in Caerphilly. Oh, fuck, I can't even remember seeing a black person in Caerphilly.
Saturday night, fucking Abdul haven't done his kebab right. There's probably more attacks in the shop.
Salad thrown all over him.
No, he's fucking garlic mayo I wanted, boy.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked in Merthyr, and one of the kids I worked with, he was fuming with a guy in the kebab shop because he never said thank you when he gave him his thing. So he was saying, fucking manners, you know, where's your manners? And that. And he got done for a racist.
Did he?
Fucking... Yeah, but he's like, I never said anything about his colour. I was just saying, where's your fucking manners?
He's all careful.
Just say thank you. Like, it was like a hate crime. So
a kebab crime against kebabs.
Yeah, man, I love a kebab, right? I mean, but all this stuff, I suppose, you do run the risk of people saying, oh, I don't know why you are racist for saying that. But I don't give a fuck. People will die because of this. And I get it in America. I don't get it so much in the UK. I don't get the urgency of the protest in the UK.
It's just a momentum thing, I think, isn't it? Like I said, because I'm sure people over here have experienced similar things, like, just because of their skin colour.
Oh, of course.
So, you know, I can understand to an extent why, right, this shit has happened in America. It's you know, potentially like a big movement now to maybe change things for the future. I do understand, like, but also, like, when you take into account the situation over here with COVID and stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's
a time and a place for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But saying that, mind just jumped into my head. Maybe now is a good time because they can't tell you to take your masks off.
Because it's a little bit sketchy, and they haven't said definite now. That is a good thing, like.
No. I know, but if you're wearing out in public, please can't be like, oh, take it off.
It's a good point.
So, ready-made fucking burglar.
Surprising how many of the people in America, though, that are looting shops, don't have a mask on.
Yeah,
it was quite funny, though. I saw one shop where literally everything was fucking turned upside down. They'd taken absolutely everything bar this one NFL player's jersey. It was just a rack.
Was there?
Just a rack full of them, like.
Oh, you'd be gutted when
they'd even taken fucking stickers and chewing gum from the checkout, but left his jersey, like, fuck our guy.
Oh, fuck, definitely
with his feelings.
I see how mad Trump is, isn't it? In terms, like, what a mad... He is Mr. Law and Order. Haven't he said something like, you know, I'm giving all the governors like 2 days to sort it out, and then they bring in.
He's recalled troops from Germany already. He said, didn't he? Like, when the shooting starts, the looting starts.
He's been watching too much Judge Dredd. He was calling himself, I am Mr. Law and Order. I am the law.
Yeah.
I am the law.
He's
been riding a Harley Davidson around the streets.
Do you see what he said about churches and all that when he reopened them as well? Well, he said you can't have abortion clinics open as essential and not churches. America's built on religion and faith. They're opening from next week. Any governor's got a problem with that, they can phone me, but they won't be successful.
He's just nuts.
Whatever he's doing now is totally just for re-election in November, isn't it? Say whatever, doesn't matter the consequence, just... And it's surprising
I got no doubt in my mind, right? If he thought he would win in the election, he would have kneeled on George.
He would.
Do you know when it was the riots in Los Angeles, like in the 90s? Did they have the military on the streets?
I think it was a couple of days. It lasted, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was massive, that was. When it was the biggest, it was the biggest riot America's ever seen, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah, the one in Los Angeles.
The name of the guy who was murdered, like.
Yeah, they caught him on camera again, beaten with truncheons, didn't they? Rodney King, was it?
Rodney King, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well done, Slim. Look at Slim's research. Like.
I couldn't think of it then.
And then they had to got him out then, didn't they? Because actually got Rodney King to come out to make a statement because they just couldn't get any control over it.
They killed him.
No, they never killed him. They beat fuck into him.
To get a statement, like.
Yeah, he was like brought out then, like a couple of days later, and they must have said to him, like, look, we'll give you whatever you want. And he came out to made a statement on telly, like, look, stop the riots and all that. And it did make a difference.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like loads of deaths.
But he was alive.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it weren't as bad as what is now. Yeah, this is like the worst, probably, this one, isn't it?
The thing is, all right, unfortunately, I would probably even say now that the police are institutionally racist. Like,
I don't know. I don't quite understand the concept of institutionally racist. They say but Labour with the
anti-Semitism.
I can't get my head around it.
I don't get that with Labour. I can't get it with Labour. I think that there's always been kind of, and it's a difficult, complex thing, but there's always kind of that, like, black, especially like younger people, cause more trouble.
Yeah,
right. So it's like our opinion, say, of like boys with hoodies up youngsters, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, Boris said
he said about walking past like a group of black youths and he'd feel really uncomfortable.
That trickles down.
I don't think institutions in themselves are racist because they're just made up of individuals, aren't they?
But the individuals are then institutions.
Like, overall.
And there are not many, like, up until the last 10 years, high ranking, like, police officers from ethnic minorities.
No. And I think as well, it's like, I said this the other day, a lot of people, like, you can't have like a one size fits all approach and fucking paint in wide strokes with the police. Like, there are some cunts and there are some decent ones as well. The people who are fucking racist within it, like, it's almost like a school prefect sort of thing, isn't it? There are people who go into it just because they want to have that power over others. Like, they take
respect my authority.
Yeah, exactly that. Like, you know,
that's exactly how I would be if I went in it without the racism.
yeah, probably would.
I'd be arresting people.
Yeah, you probably would.
But at the same time, it's like to balance it out a bit. Like, say if you were a cop in Los Angeles, you would be like shitting yourself on a daily basis. So you're going to get shot, don't you? Like, remember that copper that was like, he ran into a house in a state. There was like a pool party and some kids were like using a swimming pool they shouldn't have been. And this copper like pulls his car up, sprints out, ninja rolls across the street. And fuck, have you seen that video?
No.
And he like grabbed some kid on the floor, drew his gun on them, and they were like teenagers. He like totally went over the top. And watching that video, you think, that is nuts. That copper is like really out of control.
Yeah.
But then the bigger picture then that they were saying was he had from the call before that. He had come from a house where a father had like his two kids and was threatening to kill them all. And he like blew his own head off in front of all the police officers.
Yeah, well, and the chance of police getting shot in America
on the bigger picture then, that copper had just seen that man shoot himself in front of his kids, and then he had to go to a pool party for a bunch of, like, unruly teenagers, wired, like.
Perhaps if you see somebody blow their own head off, call it a day, go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't carry on with your day, like.
Yeah, that's it.
But, yeah, you...
I don't think that's possible in America, though, but I think you're going to be working.
Well, you know, there's limits with how many police are out there. Like, you know, we don't have that luxury, but it's a good point you made about, you know, fucking how worked up they must be. And they have got the possibility, like, when they pull people over, when you roll down our window, Is there going to be a gunpoint in the meeting?
Yes, right. Yeah.
You've got to be a bit
apprehensive and cautious, like.
I fucking wouldn't like to be a cop in America.
Just do away with guns, isn't it?
Oh,
just do
away with guns. Second Amendment, boy. Like
100 million guns every year.
It's never going to happen.
I understand people arguing about Second Amendment, but what I don't get is, like, these Second Amendment nutters who purposely walk past schools with, like, assault rifles just to prove a point and that.
Why do they do that?
YouTuber. Put in, like, that's crazy. Yeah, there was this conference on in a school in America, like some political conference. And they must have been like CIA agents patrolling the streets. So this Second Amendment nutter then was trying to prove a point, and he's like walking up past the school with an assault rifle over his shoulder. And they went on to him, and he was like,
imagine walking up a street and seeing some prick with a fucking.
And they approached him, and they were really tidy about it. And he's like, I'm fully entitled. I've got a open carry license, he was saying. I've got an open carry license. I'm allowed to do it. And it's like, fuck, if you were, you saw your kid's school with someone with an assault rifle outside, you'd fucking run the cunt over.
If I had a gun, I seen him walking up a street like that, I'd shoot him.
Yeah.
Well,
you would, wouldn't you? If you seen somebody strutting up your street, like, you just check in to see if the bin man's taking your recycling. And fucking, you've got this fucking mad fish walking up the street with a gun on the shoulder. You'd be fucking straight in defense mode.
Before we carry on, a couple of things. I'll come back to the agent provocateur thing. But did you see you speaking on people strutting about with machine guns? Like, when they were starting to, like, a couple of weeks into the lockdown in America, like, Trump was inciting people, like, right-wing people, turning up Capitol buildings, like, their version of, like, council offices.
Yeah.
In armed to the teeth, like, with machine guns. And they're like, you need to cut this shit out and allow the businesses back open. Like, it's been... Yeah, like literally in the buildings, not just congregating outside.
I heard that on Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan was talking about that.
Yeah,
it's madness.
And I don't really know enough about Antifa or what they are, but I think they're like almost something in the vein of Black Lives Matter, isn't it?
I think it's just about
but Trump
chaos,
has labeled them a terrorist group.
And it sounds like
it does, correct. But Trump labeled them a terrorist organization, which leads me to believe they're probably not that. They're probably down.
Yeah, correct.
But there was call about them protesting somewhere, and like loads of right wing people turned up with fucking machine guns. Like
fuck.
There is a bubbling, you know, it's not too far away from serious problems over there. Like,
no, it's fucking nuts. I wouldn't like to be a. It is fucking nuts.
Well, we've had people over here, haven't we? Like, there was a slave trader or somebody with a statue in Bristol way somewhere. They've literally just torn it down. Chucked it in the river.
Yeah.
But they have started graffiti and, like, war memorials and stuff. One image earlier of some, like, it basically just looked like fucking the Green Street cast or Football Factory. Loads of hooligans turned up to, like, surround a war memorial in this place where they were doing a protest, like.
Yeah, Trump said something about that, didn't he? That they were, like, they were graffitiing or fucking...
Was that in the UK, though, Ben?
That was the UK.
Oh, good. Yeah, and you're going to have that. I mean, you go fucking damaging war memorials, you'll have a cut. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
They're a good... I would wager a good amount of those people turning up that just want to stab a parky, like, you know?
They
want to stab a parky more than they want to.
They want to be in the mix, like, it's like they're up in their chances of being able to hurt someone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And a justified reason to do it as well. Yeah. Like,
fuck that.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah, but don't go... Why are they damaging memorials? Like? And number two, right? They ripped down that fucking bronze statue or whatever of that in Bristol. Why are they checking in a river? Take that on scrappies.
What statue was that in Bristol?
Some apparently it was a slave trader.
But then, you know, if you go back to it, like, the founding fathers, you know, Benjamin Franklin and I, he fucking kept slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, their whole country is blood sodden in America.
Oh, so's ours, but...
Well, we own most of the world, we're probably the worst.
Yeah, we're the worst.
Colonization, definitely, but also, you know, the Americans did fuck over the natives big time over there.
I love that meme where there's a photo of, like, red Indians or Native Americans, and it's got, like, a National Guard or something like that. Have you seen that photo?
Mm.
It's an old photo of, like, Native Americans, and it's got, like, underneath National Guard, basically saying, like, they were the first.
Speaking of horrific memes, I probably shouldn't mention this on the podcast, but I will. Did you ever see a guy who was called Thick Neck, a black guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw. Yeah, you put that meme.
Yeah. Oh, I did, right?
What's the matter with his neck?
Let's say no.
I don't know, it's mad, wasn't it?
No more about that meme.
I don't support that meme. It wasn't one I made myself.
No, I hate that meme.
It was.
Let's move
his neck on. Was thick. What his a thick boy! Thick. What a thick boy!
He was a thick boy.
Ben, what's the situation with the furlough anyway tomorrow? Work's picking up, is it?
Yeah, to be honest. I've been speaking to my boss periodically, like, not as often as I should, because I went to log into my emails the other day.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in for some reason. And, like, you know, sometimes every month goes by, you need to change your password and that.
Yeah.
You know, that I have logged in such a long time that our IT support thought I'd left. Honest. They're like, well, you haven't logged in for like 5 weeks, Ben. Like, we thought you fucking let go. Like, so
yeah.
Like,
thanks. So.
I'm back. So, sales have still been going good. Like, Greg's and Jenkins Bakery, they're all opening this week. So,
Greg's
it's enough to get me back. Like, I think my boss has been pushing for it as well.
It's a bit of good news, Greg.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love Greg's. Fucking love Greg's.
Oh, I like a Greg's.
Yeah. Ah, in Iceland, you can buy oven Greg's food now.
Oh, it's been going on for years. I got some in my freezer. It's a bomb. I discovered it recently.
I love it. It is the same, isn't it? It's like having a fucking fresh sausage roll.
Yeah. Hey, if you ever need sausage rolls or pasties, man, like,
30 tips.
Well, how's that?
3 years back from work.
Shut up. How?
Honest, every Friday, the bloke who does the freezers always says, do you want a box? Do you want anything this week?
Fuck, that's class.
Yeah, I'll kit you right out, but no problem, like.
You're looking at the sausage roll.
I have... Just like my body composition has not got any better working in that place. Players coming in all the time, like, oh, we got this new donut, new pasty, you got to have a try. And like,
on the talk of exercise, what's your go to exercise now in lockdown?
Lifting this can of Thatcher's to my mouth, that's been about the fucking limit.
It's totally off the wagon, you know.
So off the wagon. I broke the 14 stone barrier last week.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's like.
You know? I've been kettlebelling there, like, fuck, I have.
Have you really? Yeah.
I've lost about a stone and a half.
Fucking hell, that's
definitely.
I'm in all the time and I'm in the house all the time. So,
What is you doing? Are you following someone in? Like,
just simple. I'm doing like a day of. Yeah.
Davina McCall.
Day of lower body.
Leg buns and tons.
I'm doing the fucking Pilates. Doing Pilates.
Yeah, he's fucking along with Pilates, but it's hard going, that is.
Aye, Giggs reckons that's the reason for his long career, wasn't it, Pilates?
The reason for his long affair.
Not turning up for Wales was the reason for Giggs' fucking long career.
I doing lower body one day off, upper body next day off, and just alternating there like that.
What do you do after that?
I do half hour of just like a high intensity hit thing. I do like a minute of something, 30 seconds rest, minute, 30 seconds, and I do like it's 35 minutes in total. So
what are you doing? What is your following?
Oh, my legs one is simple. I'm doing like I start with a double kettlebell squat. So I got two 12 kilogram kettlebells, just do a minute of squats.
Yeah.
And 30 minute break. Then I do
30 minute break.
That's
an hell of a rest.
30 second break. Then I do 16 kilogram kettlebell swings, then for a minute break. Then I do, what was that then after that? Oh, like a dead.
Let me know. 40 let me
kilogram
know when,
deadlift.
Let me know when you're on your.
And then I do single arm swings with a 12 kilogram. That's my lower body.
I was hoping you were going to mention using your 40 kilogram.
No, I got rid of that. I got 220s. Kettlebell. I raged on to get rid of that 40 kilogram.
Kilo dumbbell for?
What's that?
Why would you need a 40 kilo dumbbell?
I bought it. With a kettlebell. I was in hospital and I bought it. Rach,
40
Rach, the neighbour knocks the door and says, Rach, I got a parcel for you. Rach is like, oh, come and get it. No, he said to her, no, he won't be carrying this over your house. Rach is like, no, it's all right, don't get it. So she goes over next door and it's like a 40 kilogram kettlebell. She's like, what the fuck have you bought? I was in hospital at the time. So I was like, oh, fuck, don't worry. Sorry, I'm going to use it. I kept it for ages.
It's manageable though when you have half hour.
Yeah. Yeah. One lift, one deadlift, and then I have a 30-second break.
Oh, you know what, Roslyn? And, you know, fucking hats off to you all, but all I've done is I completed the 200 sit-ups app last Friday. Oh, my God. Saturday, apart from being hungover to function and back, my abs were absolutely killing. And I honestly can do press ups better than sit ups, so I don't know how easy you two find sit ups.
I'm pro. Oh,
sit ups. I've got about 25 in me before I'm fucked. Like,
oh, I'm not joking, but try doing the 200. Absolute agony. And I was doing it with like a group of kids and workers. I mean, it's like part of it, like a virtual challenge. And I went off like the flipping with it. And I got to about 50, and I was every single one of them after that.
I don't think I was 50. Fucking hell, us.
And I was Marley done it. Yeah. She was next to me. She done it.
What?
Yeah, she done it.
Fucking good effort, that is.
It's really a shame.
I know.
That's
awesome. Honest.
Smash do you know the 1-to-1 gym now? Because they're like obviously closed for the moment. They're on about like they do a video chat every Friday, Q&A thing. So they were like saying, oh, if the social distancing is relaxed and gyms are allowed to open, but under social distancing rules, they said, oh, we might only be allowed to have like half the members back and it'll be on like length of membership and things like that. But they said, oh, obviously, because we're going to be having like a quarter, sorry, they said, because we're only going to be able to have like quarter of the members back, we might have to up the price to £100 a month. That's fucking stupid, that, isn't it?
But they got a good name for it.
Yeah.
1-to-1.
Yeah.
That's all that's going to be inside the fucking...
I love to pull that on there. That's brilliant, that is. Who the fuck would pay £100 for a month for it? And then do you know what the owner was saying? Oh, well, I don't think that's a bad price, really, because like 20 years ago, I was charging like £20 for a personal training session. And I was like, what the fuck's even on about? No one's going to go there for £100 a month.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
that's a bit nuts.
There you go.
I don't think I'd pay £100 a month. You get a free
fucking smacked bum on the way out of the owner saying good job. Great job.
Oh, great job. I'm in then. I thought he's quiet. Are you there, Ben?
Ben has left the
room.
We'll
keep talking.
He says connected.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. He's moved it there. Yeah, so other than that, I'd be doing nothing. Obviously, before you come on, Ben, I was telling Gecko Charles about me carrying my like school rucksack up camping. And I was like, couldn't breathe. Like, so I had one on my back, one on the front. I was like crushing my chest.
Yeah. Burger ready.
Me and Mia are watching the SAS, the Who Dares Wins.
Yeah.
We watched the celebrity one this year. Very good. Like, did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, Tony Bellew was fucking.
He's fucking nuts, isn't he, Tony Bellew? Did you see him back on the floor?
Yeah.
Fucking nuts, he is. Yeah, we need to record it and watch it on catch up.
Brilliant it was.
I thought Tony Bennett was Channel 4 OG, smash Ant Middleton up at one point.
Yeah, he was. He was close, wasn't he?
Yeah, Ant Middleton knew that was as it? Well. I think he was.
Yeah, you know, that's not what you need for the show, is it? To have fucking... Have you turned? I reckon Tony Bell would do him as well.
Absolutely. Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Oh,
of course
about
he would.
Well, I don't know.
You see Jordan?
What
an embarrassment! Katie Price.
Oh, don't tell me no more.
I won't tell you no more.
Don't tell me.
Tell me what I mean. Do you remember when we watched? Because we all watched this one last year. Me and Mia started it now. Is the last SAS Who Dares Wins?
Yeah.
Remember them? There was the first one where they did with women.
Right.
Yeah, they did the boxing one. Remember that fucking guy just leathered the woman?
Oh, yeah.
They did it in the celebrity one where they had like Tony Bell, who they stuck the headgear and gloves on him. Oh, and they just had the rest of the group to fucking hammer him. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, he lost his shit.
He was going fucking nuts when he...
Like, you're
a boy. Oh, don't tell me no more. Don't tell me no more.
One more thing, Buff. Just that I won't give too much away. Ben, what do you think of John Fashanu?
Oh, fuck. I didn't realize all that shit with his brother, mind.
No, me. I didn't know that either.
Ah,
I thought he was a complete asshole. I did.
Yeah. He fucking. Fuck. Who was that? Who was that YouTuber that was on there? Fashanu fucked him right up in the boxing.
All right, that's enough. We should have put a spoiler alert.
The Thai rugby Fashanu who fucked him. Do you remember that? Fucking hell! You don't have a word.
All right,
that's it. No more now. No more.
Yeah.
Oh, tell you what, I've been binge watching. Have you seen Alone? Slim. No. Oh, fuck. So they drop 10 people off in the wilderness and it's last man standing. Right. Like, so they get to pick like 10 items from a list of 40 and they got to survive on their own as long as possible. And it's in like, it's on Sky. It's in like Alaska and fucking Vancouver. When the season before last was in Mongolia.
This current season's in Alaska, I think.
Controversy with it this year. Yeah, I heard something about one of the men in it done something fucking, I'm sure he done something pretty outlandish.
Oh, I don't know, the guy won. It was on Joe Rogan.
Was he?
Yeah.
Jordan Jonas. He's, it weren't fair really because he'd been inside media doing it. He handling it, but you know, some of them, when you see on the cameras, and the guy was like in the middle of the night, and you can hear footprints, and it could be a cougar, like could be a bear, could be wolves, and he caught it on camera. It was like a cougar at the door of his fucking den.
That's fucking scary.
And they were tapping out left, right, and centre when the bears were like outside the top, and it's a tarp, like it's not like a fucking.
Have they got people on standby around there with guns and that?
One guy. Yeah, a black bear charged him. And he was like, fuck this, tapped out, phoned the satellite phone. It took him 4 hours to get
what do you do? Say to the black bear, hang on a minute, cut out the chart, and ring my mate.
They give him a flare and a bear spray. So,
the fuck's bear spray?
I mean,
it's like mixed legs.
It's like fucking pepper spray. Yeah. But, and the guy was like, because he was shouting, hey, bear, because that's supposed to work for a month or something. You shout, hey, bear. And he said, whoever says to say, hey, bear, is a fucking liar.
Only they told me all that in The Revenant. Like,
oh, I love it.
Hey, bear. On season one, that was like this guy's first night. He fucking tapped straight out. And I would as well, like. And but the person who stays out there the longest gets $500,000 quid. And they tell him to be prepared to be out there as long as a year.
That is ridiculous.
Fantastic annual wage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's verging on like fucking. That's going beyond like the moral duties of a television program. That is.
Oh, honestly, but if a cougar dived in there, I mean, they must be sleeping.
You're going into
at
the
some
realms
point.
Of the Running Man. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, but it's good to watch, though. You can see people making, like, fucking, you know, making their little dens and just toughing it out with the isolation.
They're not like drinking bottles of whiskey and six cans of fucking McEwen, so they...
No way,
they haven't got the facilities that are available to us doing furlough. Like, I saw a bit of the Joe Rogan podcast with him, and he said having the camera there was helpful. Like when he was inside India, he was literally like he hadn't spoken for months. On I think own. He said, but having the camera was a bit like almost company for him. Like.
Yeah. Mentally, you know that there is someone somewhere watching you. Maybe,
yeah, even if it's not live, it's still distracting you from the isolation. To bring it back to furlough and what's going on now, how has everybody been coping with like the limited options that are now available in terms of going out and doing things?
I'm not coping very well now.
No,
I'm getting cabin fever. Mm-hmm. I'm big time.
It was really important for me to go camping. To do that Amex thing, that like when I seen that and I seen how cheap it was, I was being excited by it, which was nice because it was something to look forward to.
Scenery, you know what I mean? Literally,
yeah. So, yeah, and I've been with the kids and I love my kids, but I've been with them for 13 weeks and just everything that was
it's like being a house husband, except you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly what I felt.
Normally, like with house husband, kids are in school, aren't they?
Because you're like constantly entertaining. Yeah. That's what I find. Like, you can't, like, the kids, you get up breakfast, go to entertain them, right? Lunch, entertain them.
I'm like a fucking yo-yo up and down all the time.
Like, so, and it's not just that. It's like, I'm just like, well, just can't go anywhere. Like, I'm going to the tip. I sat in the tip queue for like 3-4 hours the other day. And I was kind of happy to be sat in that queue, just listening to podcasts, waiting to go to the tip, because it was like
bit
different.
Of a break,
it was like
I feel bad now to grizzle about anything that I've had to endure during lockdown, because none of it has involved kids or entertaining them.
Oh fuck!
It's different for everyone. In lots, but in lots of ways, you know, at least we've had, you know, I'm forced to do stuff. Whereas I could just be sitting here left to my own devices, and that would probably be worse.
I said that to Rachel because Rachel's like, oh, 3 weeks, the kids are going to be back in school. And I said to her, I'll be fucking knocking on the house by myself all the time.
I'm not sure what I'm going to let my kids go back to school to go on. Well, you know, when that guy saying that August was preferred because of the science, really. And then, you know, it's only now because of the teaching unions. I don't give a fuck what they say. That's exactly what he said.
I don't really want... So, I'm in two minds. It's like, maybe it's good for the kids to see their friends and change the scenery and things like that. But at the same time, it's like so little time now before the summer holidays. Is it worth it? And the risk as well. Yeah. Like,
both those things are true, though. Like, I was speaking to my boss about it yesterday or the day before, and he said the same. Like, you know, for the sake of a couple of weeks, the benefit of those couple of weeks of being in school against the potential cons of going back until September, there's just no question in it. Like,
Yeah, but what was it? I think you told me, Ben, the stats when in England where they said if they delayed schools from opening from June the 1st till the end of June.
Was it
you who told me that? It was like the modelling, it would have been like thousands less would have died. Like multiples of thousands just by delaying schools going back a month.
Is there?
Which is crazy, but, you know,
like up to a certain point, that's all we heard from the government was, we're following the science. And that was almost like a get out of jail free card for whatever they were doing because you can't argue with the science. But after leaving the lockdown this week, like that was the first time where they categorically can't say they're following the science. Like I said to you, James, at the start, like all along, it seems like the herd immunity thing has been the plan. And that is what it is. Like, I've seen no change. Nothing makes me think any differently to that. I've gone past the point of waiting to see what the government say about things, because I know the priority for them now is to kickstart the economy and get businesses back open over people's lives and safety. Yeah.
That's the same with sport. It's like they started all the sport. It's for the bookies it is. Because did you notice last night in the UFC the amount of ads of people putting bets on?
Did you see that guy bet £1 million on a man?
Yeah.
Made me feel bad for my bet. Like
£1 million? What type of odds would he have had, though?
Well, not he had 66k back.
That's not bad, I suppose.
I think it's like seven. I had 7-1 on for a man. And it was guaranteed, but you know
that's good odds. Mine 7-1 on for Nunes.
Well, it's not bad. Like I had 40. I had £7 back from 50.
Right. I get
If I'd lost that 50, I'd have been devastated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing that's been keeping us busy. Oh, those shares, isn't it?
Awesome. Oh my god, I've looked at mine for ages. Fucking, I did look at them.
You want to have a look now? But there's been a real big rally in the last couple of days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's been good.
What's BA shares like? That's why I got shares in BA. Netflix and Disney Channel.
British Airways, is it?
Yeah, I had British Airways and I had Danone, I think.
Except for Nordic American Tankers.
Why is that?
That's done. I just think he's been bought loads of them.
Yeah, at the moment, I'm very heavy in Nordic. I've got about fucking 350 quid in them.
What, actual cash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, real cash.
I'm currently down 117 quid.
Overall, I'm up 20 quid.
But,
Those
are really tight. Everything else is up, apart from those, like.
Fuck it.
Big time.
Yeah. They reckon it's going to take like 300 years to pay all back all this debt that we've incurred for the furlough and that, don't
I? Think about it, though, right? Did you see, you wouldn't have seen it. Ben shared it, and then I did. So the total cost of the furlough stuff, if we were to keep people off until October,
is £70 billion.
Fuck.
But listen to this. To renew Trident is over $100 billion. Yeah. When we bail the banks out, do you know how much the UK that cost the UK government? £500 billion. So people were saying, don't let them fucking say that we can't afford to fucking save people's lives, because it's complete bollocks. I know the stuff to banks was in form of loans and shit, but you know we've got quantitative easing. Like they're literally flat out printing money.
Right. Fuck.
That's exactly what they're doing. So and so are America.
You see it though, like in a couple of years' time, it was a.
Hello, Ben Boy.
Hello.
He's connected.
His gay DOS getting playing up. His gay DOS.
Back to front. Yeah, you're back.
Yeah. He said his range too short.
No. I can't remember what I was saying now. About the value of stuff. Like even when back in 2010, Cameron was on about, you know, we're all in this together. We got to save money now. And there was like, you know, a ridiculous amount of propaganda put out there that we need to start cost cutting. We need to get some essential services like fucking mental health support, fucking NHS, all of that.
Yeah,
like, we've got to get the deficit down.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, we fucking read the sun. We got to get it down, without really knowing what the fuck it meant. And they're splurging fucking 100 million on Trident whilst fucking poor families are suffering.
Yeah.
Bollocks. But
there's a
narrative, that's it, isn't it? That's
what I'm in a relatively good position on furlough because, like, I'm guaranteed money now. Like, they've got good links with the government, but there's people out there who are like, are actually losing their jobs and being made redundant and things like that. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd love to see the report after this. Back.
You know, there are people who haven't got jobs to go back to.
Fucking hell. All these self-employed people. Like, I don't know how they're going to cope with this furlough, because they never, put like down your full earnings self-employed, do you? You always give yourself a bit of cream on the top type of thing.
Yeah, but I know obviously loads of magicians who just fucking, and people like in the wedding industry, who just literally lost all income overnight.
With magicians, I never really thought about it. Like, for people who that is their main source of income, that's it now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not just magicians, you know, like people with photo booths and chocolate
fountains. Hairdressers, makeup and shit like that.
Hairdressers, yeah, and that's another thing that pissed me off, right? So my sister-in-law works in Estremenach College. She's a lecturer, and they're bringing back some of the practical courses. One of them's hairdressing, so you can go in for practical hairdressing sessions, but you can't go to a fucking hairdresser's knowledge open to give them a haircut.
It's like, well, this works in this situation, and it's fine. Like the Dominic Cummins thing, like, yeah, that's okay.
But then interpret it to whatever you want it to be with Dominic Cummins, isn't it?
Just manipulate it until it suits, like.
Yeah.
And I think that Dominic Cummins thing was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for lots of people.
Fucking scumbag.
They were like,
you were saying about it's going to run through the population, and if we lose a few old people, so what? Those were his words.
Did he say that?
Yeah, so what? So what?
That's terrible.
No, he's fucking chief advisor to the bit of belly button fluff that's out.
Yeah, my dad hates him. My dad does.
Do you know what, though, right? I seen him walking up the street all his neighbours were abusing him and all that. And they were all twats as well. This one woman was shouting, I have to stay home. How can I afford childcare? Yeah. That's what she said. I'm like, bitch, you're living in a fucking million-pound house. Central London.
Yeah, because that was quite bad. What's his name? The Virgin owner. What's his name?
Branson.
Yeah, Richard Branson. He wanted to furlough all his staff. And then he's like fucking taking the NHS to court because they wouldn't let him privatise parts. He's got like a private island, shitloads of money, and he's like cost cutting like fuck then to his basic staff.
You wanted them going back to the stocks and things, because I was looking at Virgin and like some of the people who were involved with the airline. He was desperate for a bailout, like.
Yeah.
Now it's a problem for a lot of those fucking people. Like they that have been shamed into taking their staff off furlough, innit? Victoria Beckham was one of them.
Was she?
Yeah, I think she furloughed everybody, and people were like, come on now, fuck off.
Spurs were shamed, weren't they?
Yeah, Spurs, those guys as well. This is why Gaz ain't done.
Was there Liverpool as well?
Liverpool.
Spurs furloughed. Spurs furloughed all their non-playing staff, and it was all put out in the public domain. And then the players contributed their wages towards the furloughed staff then, and Spurs like retracted, didn't they?
Spurs have had £165 million loans to try and cover costs.
Guz.
I don't know, but Chelsea are signing loads of fucking people.
Abramovich is not needing any furlough. He bought his wife a £50 million painting.
He what?
He bought her a £50 million painting.
Shut up.
Yeah, this was back when, just before Chelsea signed Torres, actually. So you're going back, like, 50 mil is a lot now, but even more.
Yeah. Right, but that's an investment, I guess. I wouldn't buy Gecko Charles though. After that, stick his head.
Do you remember when Rio Ferdinand done that program, You've Been Murked? And he had. Do you remember when he had David James looking at that kid's painting, and they were telling him he was a proper art? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He looked like a right twat.
Right, well, they did, right, Ben. They took David James to an art gallery, and they was like, Rio Ferdinand was going around, like, You've Been Framed, like, not You've Been Framed, like,
I'll be back now.
All right. Yeah. So David James went to this art gallery, and they had this kid, like a 4 or 5 year old kid, draw a house on a big piece of paper.
Yeah.
And they put it in a Packer frame and that. And they put it in this art gallery. They took David James along as if he was this VIP guest to review the art. Took him straight to this kid's painting. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is a new up-and-coming artist. David James was looking at it, trying to be the big I am. Oh, yeah, I can see the way he's done the windows. That means.
Oh, no. Yeah,
and he was like, the way he's done the roof there, like the way he's like the brush strokes coming down and things like that. And he just looked like a complete fucking bell end.
No.
Rio Ferdinand come out then at the end. Ah, you been murked and all that. Yeah. It's fucking class it was. Have you seen that about?
No, I haven't. I've never seen it.
Old school. They had
Wayne Rooney in the vets and the vet asked Wayne Rooney, they had this unveiling of this plaque, and it was meant to say Wayne Rooney, like opening the vets or whatever, and it said Wayne Rodney on it. So like Wayne was looking at Colleen, and they were like what the fuck's going on here? It says Wayne Rodney.
Probably couldn't read it.
Yeah, and then
yeah. You didn't recognise the Wayne part.
Yeah. The vet asked Wayne to look after this animal while he was going to nip out the room. And when he nipped out the room, they pretended that the animal flatlined, like. So this fucking, they pretend the animal died, and then this little kid come in to check on his pet, and the vet said, oh, well, I asked Wayne to look after it. I don't know what he did. And Wayne was, like, saying to this little kid, oh, sorry, like, I don't know what happened.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so watch it, boy, watch it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Where's the James Hooker notes?
I'm here, bud.
Oh, you're back, you. Well, that was a quick departure.
Oh, I just said, I'll DM on with Gecko, Charles, and Ben, and smell you tomorrow.
Oh.
Just be staying down the flat.
In the nurse's flat, is it?
Right.
She's Antifa. She's the Antifa down Singleton.
Oh, yeah.
So what's brought up this weekend down Swansea, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and in Merthyr.
Was it?
Ancafilly Castle.
Yeah. The better of none of my street are going nuts.
Ah, yeah, you did have one in Cumbach.
Yeah.
If they fucking anybody come near...
Down by Co-op.
Near my house. Oh, I tell you what, I was thinking, I was going to say I'll stab him, I won't. but that boy who makes knives, give me a knife, and this pucker, it cut my steak so easily. It was the most...
steak.
Yeah, but it was the most satisfying cut ever.
Was it?
It was so sharp, I thought it was going to cut through the plate. It's just flipping exceptionally sharp. Like,
he needed a sharp to cut you out your netting.
Oh, but that was fucking bad.
Fucking, you would have been a corpse up there. There would have been like a skeleton in a fucking tarpaulin.
Yeah,
months later.
I got to order something else.
Can he tell about you these days, boy? Is it?
No, I'm going to order something else for our hammock now to go underneath, and then I'll be going solo up there. Like,
oh, look out. Fucking panthers at your doorstep, boy.
Oh, I know. Fucking. When my friend Dan said that, he said, like, you think you're of a sane mind. He's like, but, you know, when he done it, he said he was seeing Jason's face, and he said, this is fucking never been so happy to see the sun come up.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I know if I would like any little crack, and I'd be breaking it.
Yeah. Swinging the knife.
Sorry, Pip's asking me where my dog is. Where is she, Pip? Oh, my dog's missing.
As long as you go tooled up, I suppose you're all right then now.
Oh, yeah, of course you are.
You need to be prepared for any eventuality of, you know, a potential nutter stumbling across you, like.
Oh,
fucking Alexander Super Trump, boy.
But if you, you are, like we were saying this when we went, like, you know, you're not going to come across, the chances are so, so slim of you actually coming across a nutter. But you did.
You'd be surprised, mind. There's would be a few nutters about.
It would be, yeah, but up a forest in the middle of the night, then, what about?
Yeah,
but if you did come across one, it would be a serious fucking incident.
And in the dark, And in the dark, mind, he'd have to find you in the dark.
Yeah.
In a tree.
But if he stumbled upon you, like...
Oh, I tell you what'd be good. Get yourself a pair of night vision goggles.
I tell you what was good. Dan had an Aztec death whistle he bought off...
What the fuck's that?
You can buy it for like £3. Oh, it's a scary as fuck noise.
Yeah, I see it on Rogan a couple of times. Like,
is it?
What is it? What does it do?
It's just it's like a weird call. It is. It's like
it's a bone, isn't it?
Well, you can get it. They're 3D printed. Like, you can get them off eBay. They're only like £4. But that, if anybody,
what's it called?
An Aztec death whistle.
Yeah, and if you blow away before sacrificing people, like, and
yeah, fucking hell.
If you blow in that, it's loud, like, anybody else up on mountains going to shit themselves.
Oh, 100%.
But if they don't,
you better shit yourself.
Yeah, you better shit yourself.
They're fucking a serious problem, like.
A very serious
Avon will be up there.
Oh, Avon won't care about anybody.
You know you want to do
the dark horse.
Oh, I've been watching change the thing, but I've been watching something good on Amazon Prime with The Boys. Who's seen that?
I did start it. I couldn't get into it.
Oh fuck! I love it. I do. I'm like halfway through now. I'm really enjoying it. There's like superheroes, and they're basically like Superman, Aquaman, and they're like the famous superheroes you see in the magazines, but they're not called that. But they're like, in the public image, they're fucking superheroes. Everyone loves them, but behind the scenes, they're committing crimes and they're fucking drug addicts. And,
are they?
Yeah, and it's all about their public image and how much money they can make.
Aquaman on crack.
It's an interesting idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, it's all about their share prices and that, isn't it?
Oh, I'm fully behind them.
Yeah, watch it. It's good.
As long as they're paying dividends.
Oh, I'm going to have to shoot in a bit. No,
yeah, me too. I'm going to have to call it a night. But yeah, boys,
it's been nice.
This is a good chat, this is.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, boys.
Solid.
Speak to you in about 4 or 5 months. No, we'll have to do it again soon.
Be a couple of stone lighter by and I'll follow your example.
One more thing. Do you know you're on about your own furlough, Ben, and you're on about having kids and that?
Yeah.
I would say, like, from a different way, you've got it. It's hard for you without kids. Like Muff said, at least kids keep you focused on something. Yeah. Like, if you're in the house by yourself without kids, fuck, no doubt, I'd be eating all the shit in that as well.
Yeah, well, after you masturbated, what are you going to do?
I know, that's right. I'll masturbate again, boy.
Because fuck all, like, don't mean.
Everyone's got a different thing, haven't they?
Last couple of weeks is my right arm, like, so I will say that.
Yeah, you
won't
arm wrestling.
No. Fucking Popeye. Half a tin of pop, half a tin of spinach.
Like Popeye.
I remember I went on Piper's fucking stag do and we turned up the pontins and it was rough and we were all saying we're not staying, I wouldn't bring a family here.
Yeah.
And we had 4 cans and we were inviting people in for arm wrestles.
It's funny what beer can do, innit?
Shouting at them walking, as they're walking past the open door of the Sally.
Oh, beer is the great equaliser. It's an equaliser, isn't it, beer?
Oh, it's an equaliser and a half, boy.
That's right.
There was a darter next door, Tony O'Shea, the silverback. He's quite famous.
Yeah.
And we stuck about fucking 8 quid's worth of 5 pences under his door. And I don't know why we thought it was funny, but
you might have liked it.
So when he woke up in the morning and it was just fucking 5 pences everywhere, like
fuck, that's random as fuck, guys.
No, it was random. On our note.
Yeah, I better shoot as well.
Good evening.
Nice one, lads.
Speak to you soon.
Take it easy. Ta-da.